Track 7, more news. Community caring charity gets 46k boost. A Teambridge charity has been awarded 46,000 to support its work supporting people over 50. Moreland Community Caring is one of 46 small charities to benefit from a grant through the entertainment group Global's Make Some Noise campaign. The grant will help the charity continue its work helping people over 50 living in Ashburton, Bevy Tracy and Buckfastleigh. The extra cash will mean Moreland can recruit a volunteer coordinator for 2 years. Bringing in a volunteer coordinator will also enable Moreland to invest in and support current volunteers whilst engaging with and recruiting new volunteers to support the charity's community work. Rachel Bastian, manager of Moreland Community Caring, said, "This grant is honestly going to make such a difference to our small charity and the wonderful people we work with. To be able to recruit a volunteer coordinator that can really invest in our fantastic volunteers is going to be game-changing. Our volunteers are the backbone of Moreland, and the work we do would not be possible without them, from our volunteer drivers to the friendly faces that run our more social events. We are so incredibly lucky to have them. However, in this current climate, finding volunteers has been increasingly difficult, so we must support the volunteers we have, as well as really endeavouring to find new community-minded people to join our volunteer team, and this grant will help us do just that. The group offers a well-being programme, dementia programme, social events, befriending and digital champions work. Since launching in 2014, Global's Make Some Noise has supported 527 community projects, helping more than 227,000 people. Suzanne Ryder-Richardson, Director of Global Goodness, said, "This year we've seen a record number of applications highlighting the increasing need to support for these crucial initiatives that serve as a lifeline. We're incredibly grateful. Thanks to public donations and the generous support of our partners, we can provide funding to small local charities delivering vital services at the heart of the communities."
Vandals who carried out a wave of destruction on a designated Devon War Memorial have been slammed by past members of a Devon Agricultural College. The sports pavilion at the former Sealhane campus near Newton Abbot was dedicated as a war memorial in May 1951 when a metal plaque with the names of 14 alumni who lost their lives during World War II was fixed to the pavilion's wall. However, members of the Sealhanians have been left shocked and stunned when they discovered the scale of wanton destruction carried out at the building. "We discovered the damage by chance last week on a routine visit to the site," said the Sealhanians' chairman, Ray Bartlett. "It is gutting and heart-wrenching. Windows have been smashed, washroom facilities destroyed and flooded, and electrical equipment ripped off the walls. Fortunately, the original metal plaque had been removed much earlier and is safe in the old library at Sealhane. A replica plaque of a less expensive material had been made, and we made an inspection a few weeks ago with the intention of fitting it in the same place as the original. All seemed well at the building then, but now this. I worry for the mentality that makes someone just destroy something for the sake of destruction. It's a disgrace at the building to remember alumni who gave their lives in the last war should be treated like this." When Sealhane closed as a college in 2005, the farm, which included the pavilion and sports pitches, was bought by local farmer Andy Haler. Up until 12 months ago, the site was used as training facilities for Torquay United, but with the club going into administration in April last year, a lot of their equipment left in situ has also been wrecked. "I really can't put into words how angry this act of pure vandalism has made me feel," Andy said. As a busy farmer, I just don't have time to keep checking up for damage.
Youngsters take pride in town with litter pick. Young people from Newton Abbott Youth Council and the Station Youth Centre came together last week to take part in a community litter pick. The two groups set out to tidy Baker's Park and Broadlands of rubbish. The session was a great example of youth-led action through partnership and collaboration, with the young people choosing to give up their time to help care for their own local environment. The group was surprised by the amount of litter they collected, particularly the number of discarded alcohol cans and bottles left in the parks. Despite this, their enthusiasm and teamwork shone through as they worked together to clean up the area. One local resident paused to thank the young people for their efforts, while another even made use of one of the group's bin bags when they found no nearby bins, a small but powerful moment that showed the community impact of their work. Alex Gerpinar, manager of Newton Abbott Youth Council, said, "This was a fantastic example of young people taking a real pride in where they live. They showed leadership, care and collaboration, everything we aim to support through the Youth Council." Adam Windsor, lead youth work practitioner at SPACE, added, "It was brilliant to see young people from different groups working together and taking the initiative. This kind of partnership makes a real difference on the ground." Newton Abbott Youth Council meets every Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Courtney Centre, and the Station Youth Centre, run by SPACE, offers both access sessions and targeted youth work to support local young people.
Artis offers Coast Path stamps. Walkers along the Southwest Coast Path will now be able to receive an official stamp along their journey from renowned Tynmouth artist Laura Wall. Anyone tackling the famous coastal route can go into Laura's gallery and receive an official stamp in their Southwest Coast Path passport. They can also pick up an energy boost if they buy a newly launched chocolate bar to fuel their onward journey, complete with Coast Path-inspired keepsake packaging, illustrated by Laura, to celebrate the path. The gallery in Northumberland Place is the home of the artist, illustrator and author Laura's work, which she runs with her husband and business partner Dave Butt. The South West Coast Path Association expects a surge of support and awareness around the Coast Path with the release of Raina Wynne's best-selling novel The Salt Path as a film starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs. Laura and Dave are keen walkers, and Laura gets some of her inspiration from the Coast Path. She said, "I love walking the Coast Path. There's something deeply mindful about it. The inspiration it gives me is truly wonderful. I also love being part of other hikers' journeys. Stamping their passports as a way marker is such a joy." Dave added, "As a passionate hiker and Devonian, having the opportunity to connect with like-minded people via our business is a real pleasure. It's all about the stories, the scenery, and steps we take together." As a waymarker, the Laura Wall Gallery is supporting the South West Coast Path work to future-proof this world-leading tourism environmental treasure from extreme weather and climate change, and keep it accessible year-round for walkers who use it each year.